Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Smack Talk mini episode. This week, going to be airing around Wednesday. We're going to do a segment on this show called Picks Picks, and we want to make this a recurring segment. We didn't have room for it on the main show this week, so we thought we'd do a little 30-minute extra video. I'm not guaranteeing it'll only last 20 or 30 minutes. But this week, Pick is going to run us through his picks for the NBA All-Star Weekend, the slam dunk contest, the three-point contest, and the skills competition. So we'll just get right into it here. First, for the slam dunk competition, we have Dennis Smith from the Dallas Mavericks, Larry Nance Jr., formerly from the Lakers, now from the Cleveland Cavaliers, Victor Oladipo from the Pacers, and Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz. So Pick, who you got?
I think Larry Nance Jr., I think he's going to take it. I mean, he gets up there. He's taking some – he can dunk. I mean, he's done some crazy things in the actual game.
So. That's the thing. I think he's more of an in-the-game dunker. Like, he dunks over everybody. I get that. The one on Durant, if he could do that in the competition, I'd vote for him. But I don't know. Can he come up with stuff? But he said he's got some stuff.
I think he does, because he's one of those guys. He can get up there. So I think if he doesn't win, we'll see some exciting things from him.
McKinney, Aaron Gordon's kind of a bigger guy, but he, jumps over the mascot. Do you think Nance has that kind of ability to do things? I don't know if he's that athletically inclined.
I don't know. He may not.
I don't know, but it's
going to be interesting, and I really think, you know, if he doesn't, I really think he'll be in the finals if he does not win. I think we'll come down to him and Oladipo.
So that's what I was going to ask the next question. Who's his real competition here?
Dennis Smith.
Dennis Smith
Jr. is going to ball. So. He can jump. He's in pregame warm-ups doing 360s. He can jump.
Oladipo.
He's a smaller guy, though, too. You got to think. Nate Robinson, man, and it's Spud Webb going back.
I don't even want to talk about Nate. That year that he won was complete and utter bullshit.
He's 5'8".
I don't care. If you do the same dunk 36 times, it takes out
He jumped over Dwight Howard.
I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the one where he threw the ball between his legs twice. Oh, it took him ten times.
He's no Birdman. So Chris Anderson,
it was 6'10", almost.
It took him 40 tries, and he still didn't
make
it.
Well, the rule of the competition, though, it's just the one you make. It's not necessarily,
That's it. You get a certain amount of tries.
But that takes it out of it. If you're doing the same dunk, if you're trying it four or five times, the judges,
you saying you don't deserve
it goes
to
down.
Win, though, Nate Robinson?
What do you yes, mean? I am.
Dennis Smith is going to win it. Calling it now. Larry Nance, the big guys never get any credit. It's just, he's 6'10". You're like, I know you can dunk. You can dunk almost off your feet.
I know, but he can get up. I think he'll come out with some surprising things.
I think
he gets
a little home cooking, though, where he's going to be in front of the Staples Center. He just got traded. Maybe a feel-good story for him to win. I don't know. A little leniency from the judges.
Could be.
His dad, I think, was a slam dunk contest winner, too, right?
I believe
Larry Nance Sr. won.
Yeah, shout out.
Well, so you got some politics in there.
Yeah.
Maybe he was
a Cavalier.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there were some politics in the Nate Robinson situation, too.
He's short. Spud Webb, man. Spud Webb did just dunks, and he
won.
Yeah,
but
because he's 5'7". It doesn't even look right for him to dunk the basketball.
It does not.
Same kind of thing with Nate, though. Jump over to
where's Nate now?
He's in the Celebrity All Star Game. And he's going to drop 50.
He is not.
Yes, he's going to drop 50. He's going to dunk on Conway Twitty, Ben Bonnie or something.
If Conway Twitty shows up to the Celebrity All Star Basketball, I think he is dead.
He's going to bring him out of his casket and he's going to do a dunk over top of him. He's going to win. He's going to enter.
I'm not sure if this is going to a good place or not. This is.
All right, he's going to dunk over Tim McGraw then.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
So Dennis Smith, Larry Nance Jr., Oladipo Pickens brought up. We also got Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz.
I don't have a good feeling about
he's
Mitchell.
He's a late entrant, though, so I don't know what he's got. And I don't know how much time he has prepared. He's a good dunker, though.
I haven't really seen him do crazy stuff in a game, though.
He does a lot of putback dunks and stuff, but he's not a big guy either. He's more of
he's a
Dwayne
point guard,
Wade
isn't he?
Kind of deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's about Wade's level, I think, height. I mean, I don't know. He's fun to watch. I mean, he might come out and surprise you, but
it might. I think it's going to be exciting no matter what.
Oladipo is going to put on a show too, though. But yeah. I think Dennis Smith wins. That's my pick.
So with the picks here, picks pick, Larry Nance Jr., Cleveland Cavaliers, Matt's pick, new segment.
Somebody's got to counter it, I guess.
Dennis Smith from the
pick
Dallas.
Pick one, Rock. Do you want to pick a guy?
You know what? I'll throw Oladipo in there. Just there we go.
That's a solid pick.
You know,
it is. He's good.
It'll come down to those two.
You know, so
absolutely won't.
It will.
It's going to be Oladipo and Dennis Smith Jr. Wow.
I don't think so, pal.
Can't have two juniors in there, Larry. Dennis.
No.
Oh, geez.
Dennis ain't going to make it to the game.
He's going to make it to the game? He's going to make it to the All-Star game?
No.
His car's going to break down?
Dennis Smith Jr.'s
car breaks down.
Maybe Larry Nance takes him out.
Nance takes him out.
Bring up Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, maybe crazier things have happened.
Okay.
All right. So, okay. Dunk competition. That's it for that. We're going to move on to the three-point contest. We've got Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns, Wayne Ellington from the Miami Heat, Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards, Eric Gordon from the Houston Rockets, Klay Thompson, Golden State Warriors, Paul George from the Oklahoma City Thunder, Kyle Lowry from the Toronto Raptors, and Tobias Harris from the LA Clippers. Pick. Start out picks here. Who you got?
I'm taking Klay Thompson. Eric Gordon. Well, he won it last year, but man, Klay Thompson, his 3-point shot is just so smooth.
He's a weird looking motherfucker.
He is, but
did you see the lookalike? Did y'all see the Klay Thompson lookalike?
Oh yeah, the guy.
He's incredible. He was so good. Yeah, everybody thought he was Klay Thompson.
Like
he rolled up in the
he just tossed the guy a ball. Like, oh, yeah. I'll play with you.
Yeah. He's like meeting people in the parking lot. They thought it was him. Anyway.
Yeah, I think
it's hard to go against Klay. That's like what he does all the time. I like Eric Gordon though. His shot, he barely jumps. He doesn't use a lot of energy. If you go three rounds, he won it last year. I like Eric Gordon or Klay Thompson though. Yeah, I can't argue too much on that.
Yeah, Klay. I think Klay will take it.
I'd like to see Devin Booker though. Let's see him win.
That'd be interesting.
Devin Booker fan.
So what about Paul George? You got any shot in
he's
there?
Not a real.
I don't think he's that kind of shooter. I think he's more of an in-game shooter.
Yeah. He can knock down the shot, but not.
Yeah.
Well, if you think a 3-point specialist, you don't think of Paul George.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so.
So Klay Thompson in the 3-point competition. So why is his boy not in there? Where's Steph at?
Steph took a year off, is all he said.
Oh, yeah, he took it.
I mean, he's been in it every year since. Yeah, he's been coming to the league probably.
I'd say he'll do it again eventually. But
so you tell by that comment, I'm not a big NBA guy. But
he's scared of Klay. I'll say that.
Well, so is
Klay beat him when they went the last 2 years ago? Maybe?
Yeah.
So you think Klay is the best 3-point shooter on the team?
Nah. Steph's still got that.
Steph's got more range. Just standing in a gym shooting, though, I don't know. Might take Klay.
I don't know. Maybe. Steph hit, 100 at one day?
Yeah.
In a row. Yeah. I mean, it's and his shot is just, it's crazy. Just watching him, it's like, he's not going to pull up from there. He pulls up
He's got that distance.
He does. He
almost hurts him to shoot in 3-point contest because he's got to be right behind the line.
Yeah, that's way too. It's like a free throw.
Dude, 50-foot 3-point contest and see who wins that.
Yeah, Klay every time. Not Klay. Shoot, Steph every time. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Those are solid. Yeah. Klay or Eric Gordon for me. Nobody even said Wayne Ellington's name.
No. I think my dark horse, though, would be I think Bradley Beal. Could surprise some people.
And you and the Wizards.
I know.
Are you an actual Wizards fan?
I'm not, but I'm a Beal.
You're a Beal and a Wall. You threw Gortat out there.
I did.
He hasn't been relevant since 2005, and you threw
him
out.
When he was with the Magic.
Oh my gosh. He played with the Magic. You've been following him. the Polish Hammer. You've been following him his whole career?
He was with Hidu. Turkoglu.
Oh, was he? Yeah, that's right.
He was with that, and then they had Dwight Howard.
Damn.
You don't remember that?
That got him swept in the finals, didn't it?
Well, they didn't make it to the finals.
That team didn't make it?
I don't think so.
I thought he had Hidu when they played the Lakers and got swept.
Well, maybe they did.
Was Gortat not on that team?
I don't know. I'm up.
Yeah, you know. Where was Bradley Beal born? Go ahead. You probably know that.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. How big is Bradley Beal's penis? Pickens
is it bigger than Big Dick Nick?
Why is it always going to penis for? Why?
It's interesting, I guess.
It's directly related to sports ability.
I'm just saying, my dark horse to win it is Bradley Beal.
Obviously. Super Bowl MVP.
Now, oh my gosh.
That's why I suck at sports.
You get there for no reason.
All right, so we've officially made Pickens turn red here on his own segment and get embarrassed by us. So Dark Horse, Bradley Beal, Pickens sucking him off for a while.
Oh, my God.
Bradley Beal. No Bradley Beal in the finals.
Who's your Dark Horse, pal?
Me? Yeah. I Devin Booker is mine.
Booker.
Yeah.
Devin Booker. Kyle Lowry. I'll throw him out there.
He's been in it like 10 times and he never does anything.
I don't think he makes it past the first round.
This year's his year, man. This year's his year.
It's not a slow shot.
And I don't think of him as a 3-point shooter. I mean, he can knock it down, but.
Yeah, not really. Not an expert.
Like a lot of these guys,
they should have a mid-range competition.
They should.
So DeRozan can school everybody.
He is the mid-range king.
Him and Kyrie just killing everybody. Mid-range game.
Well, then, you bring Tim Duncan out of retirement.
He just bang shot.
Bang shot.
49 in a row. He wins.
So, 3-point contest. Pretty much Klay Thompson's the consensus pick here.
Yeah.
Dark horses. Watch out for Eric Gordon, Bradley Beal, I guess, and Devin Booker. So, we'll be watching that. So, moving on here to the NBA skills competition. We got Lou Williams from the Clippers, Jamal Murray from the Nuggets, Spencer Dinwiddie from the New Jersey Nets, or from Brooklyn Nets. I don't know.
They're irrelevant anyway.
Yeah, so...
they should have never left New Jersey anyway.
Kristaps Porzingis was in there from the Knicks. Obviously, he got hurt, so Andre Drummond's going to take over for him.
That don't make any sense.
None.
Lauri Markkanen from the Bulls, Joel Embiid from the 76ers, Al Horford from the Celtics, and Buddy fucking Hield from the Sacramento Kings.
That's a nice salt. Unbiased
the salt here. Anyway... Go ahead, Bick. Who you got?
Man, I think Lou Williams takes it. He's
got to look at his paper to see who the fuck he picked.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. Lou, he's been hot. I mean, I know he's coming off the bench, but this has been arguably his best career.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He should have been an all-star. I felt like.
Yeah, I mean,
it's hard to do it.
He's been just straight ball. What's your average? Like 20 some points off the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he
over
is.
20, maybe 25.
Yeah, he. I mean, I think he'll take it.
So you don't think a big guy's going to get it?
The past few years, big men have been taking it. But I think Lou Williams will. I think he'll take it.
I like Lou's threes. If he's just hitting threes and stuff out there, I'm not sure about his passing ability. You got to put it through the little.
The bounce pass and the chest pass.
I feel like
pass.
He's like. He's almost kind of like a slow player. You know what I mean? Like, he always just, like, kind of just moving at a slow pace. I mean, I'm sure he can go if he wants.
Well, but I don't really see him on the list that's super fast.
I think Dinwiddie, maybe. I don't know. Jamal Murray's kind of big. And Drummond's, gosh, he's going to be absolutely slow.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything. Buddy Hield. Yeah, a lot of big guys. I like Lauri Markkanen, though.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a big guy going to take it, it would definitely be him.
That's a guy I would take. He could move. He guarded Steph Curry in that game a couple weeks ago. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Blocked his shot. He didn't get crossed over by him. So, I mean, he's got lateral skills. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd take
Let's be honest. Joel Embiid, he's probably going to get hurt.
Yeah, he could get hurt.
I mean.
He actually could get hurt just being put on the list.
Throwing a bounce pass. He just.
All the All-Stars that got hurt so far, and Embiid survived it somehow.
Yeah, I'm not.
Figured he'd be hurt by now. And I just don't even like Al Horford, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm not. Well,
it'll take him 40 minutes to round up his shot.
Did you hear what Shaq
said?
Shaq's like, hell, I can average 13 and six a game.
Yeah.
And he's an All-Star? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's because he's on the Celtics. That's the only reason. But yeah, I'd go marketing. You got a dark horse? My dark horse is Dinwiddie. I'm going with it. I'm witty.
I think it has to be Markkanen. I mean, to me, that's not really a dark horse, though.
Or Buddy Hield.
No, fuck
Buddy Hield, square between the ass cheeks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we all hate Buddy Hield, actually. He's a terrible NBA player. Well, he played for fucking Oklahoma. And, you know, Matt's a Texas fan. I'm a West Virginia fan. So, Big 12.
Both been burned by
him. Both been burned. So, we got a little salt there.
We got Trae Young now burning everybody.
Yeah, Trae Young. He's been tearing it up recently.
Hell, he's well, the whole season, really. Better than Hield.
All right, so...
One last thing. I think Steph's team is going to take LeBron's, because LeBron's team has... They've been hurt. They've been dropping like...
Yeah, but their replacements are good.
They are, but
LeBron's team's going to win it. You know why? Because LeBron gives a crap. And Steph doesn't about the All-Star game.
So let's just get into the All-Star game here. So we got a little bit of extra time. So February 16th is the Celebrity All-Star game. The 17th is the Skills Competition. And then the 18th is the 67th All-Star game. So it kind of surprised us. It's actually 67 years
of the
All-Star game. So I wanted to talk about the All-Star game in the NBA and how it compares to, you know, the MLB All-Star game, the NFL, you know, All-Pro.
Is that even a thing?
Well, like, yeah. And what the NBA did too, they sweetened the deal, wasn't it?
Were they trying to make it more competitive?
Yeah. It was the NBA, wasn't it? Where they offered the winners of the All-Star game, they get like $100,000.
Yeah.
And then the losers can only get 25.
Yeah, they get paid
more. So they kind of made it...
When you make $40 million a year, though, does it really matter? Well, Draymond Green just, like, gets technicals on purpose anymore. And he's paid in his career $500,000 in technicals and suspensions.
He doesn't even give a fuck.
Doesn't care at all.
Oh, that's true.
He'll kick you square in the dick the next game. It doesn't matter. But I don't know. The MLB, don't they do it? Is it... playoffs or something, some implication to the winner, right?
There's some sort of home field for the playoffs.
Yeah, home field. I think it's home field in the World Series.
The home field for the World Series. See, right. I think that makes it matter.
That does make it matter.
That makes it matter an awful lot. And the MLB, you know, their All-Star game was after Sosa and McGuire got out of the home run derby.
Yeah.
Nobody was really there to watch it. And the MLB... I think they really stepped up there with the home field advantage. Now, the NFL, that's just a disaster.
What do they do? Yeah. It's just people, they're just in Hawaii just playing around. Like, that it's not even worth it. I haven't watched a Pro Bowl in 10 years, maybe. Anybody watch a Pro Bowl lately?
I haven't watched I watched a little bit of the... Well, they brought the skills competition back.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to watch it.
And it didn't have the same...
Nah.
Well, you don't have Marino chucking a ball 97 yards.
That's true.
You know, it's
that's true.
What are they going to do? Get Jimmy G out there to throw it for 50? I mean,
10-yard slant. That's all they run anymore, so let's do that.
So I think, you know, the NBA, and especially, so that's how I would rank them. The MLB All-Star Game, that's kind of number one right now, because, you know, it actually matters.
Yeah.
The NBA All-Star Game, by giving them a financial incentive, they put themselves above the NFL. And then the Pro Bowl is garbage. Nobody watches the Pro Bowl. Nobody cares about the Pro Bowl.
I can't even tell you the last time I heard an advertisement for the Pro Bowl. Like,
well, and you got players. You got players.
I didn't even know when it was on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I didn't ever hear about
it. They're opting to sit out for it if they're in the Super Bowl. They don't give a shit about it. Which
I kind of think it should be, if they're going to do it, it should be after the Super Bowl anyway.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say for the NFL thing is that if they go full steam, there's more chance of getting hurt for a game that doesn't matter. That's about the only thing I could see. But I don't know. You could almost just do away with it. To be honest,
I mean, nobody's going to do full steam though. I mean, does anybody play defense in the NBA?
No, there's lobs. They're
trying to make it where they do, but that because they put like a LeBron team versus Steph Curry team, right, and they pick their play. But still, I don't think they're going to care that much.
No.
I think LeBron's team cares more because LeBron cares more. But do you think Steph gives a crap about an All-Star game? Really? He's going to beat him in the finals. Why does he need to beat him in an All-Star game?
I mean, that's true. But I think Steph's a little bit more competitive than you're giving him credit for.
He might be.
He enjoys beating LeBron. He has to.
Well, of course he does. But I think he wants to do it on a bigger stage.
Well, he's going to do that, and he's going to do it in the All-Star game too.
We'll see.
We'll see. So that will be next weekend. So everybody be on the watch for that. And we're going to go ahead and sign off. This has been Picks for the week of February 11th, 2018. This is week two of the Sunday Morning Smack Talk podcast. And we'll be back for more. So hit us up on at SMST Podcast on Twitter. We're on Facebook, Sunday Morning Smack Talk. We're on Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, be sure to subscribe. Check us out. If you're on iTunes, leave us a rating and review. That really helps us out to build the show. Other than that, thanks for listening. Peace.